A diverse group of outdoors and conservation groups have come together in a common cause. They sent a letter to Governor Mark Dayton and legislative leaders on Wednesday, asking them to respect and protect funding from the Clean Water, Land, and Legacy Amendment passed by Minnesota voters in 2008. 66 groups, including the Minnesota Deer Hunters Association, Pheasants Forever, the Sierra Club, and the Minnesota Environmental Partnership, signed the letter. Steve Morris is executive director of the Minnesota Environmental Partnership. He says the coalition of outdoors and conservation groups want to make sure legislators maintain current funding levels for conservation and that they resist the temptation to raid legacy amendment coffers in these tough economic times.
Environment conservation only gets 1% of the state general fund budget. So of all the general taxpayer tax money that goes in, we get a penny out of every dollar. The Constitution says the legacy money will supplement traditional sources of funding and not substitute for them. You know, a way to work around the Constitution would be to say, well, you know, we're just going to start not providing regular capital bonding funds for conservation, forestry protection, wildlife areas, parks, trails, flood mitigation, flood protection, and we're going to use the legacy money for that. And so we're saying, you know, we understand the budgets may increase, they may decrease, and we just want to keep that 1%, that one penny out of every dollar, and we want to make sure they don't raid our other funds for other purposes. And then we'll know that we're not being raided to fix short-term budget crises.
The Clean Water, Land, and Legacy Amendment took effect in July of 2009, increasing the state's sales and use tax rate by 0.3 percentage point. There are four funds that receive financial support from the Legacy Amendment. The Outdoor Heritage Fund receives 33% and is to be used to protect, enhance, and restore wetlands, prairies, forests, and wildlife habitat. The Clean Water Fund also receives 33% and is to protect, enhance, and restore water quality in lakes, rivers, streams, and groundwater. 14.25% goes to the Parks and Trails Fund, and 19.75% goes to the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. The letter sent to Dayton and five other legislative leaders on Wednesday refers to a recent poll showing 2/3 of Minnesota voters contacted agreed with the statement, quote, "In these tough economic times, elected officials must be reminded that we want to protect Minnesota's great outdoors for the long term. We must not let elected officials raid constitutionally dedicated conservation funds to solve short-term state budget problems," unquote. Steve Morris of the Minnesota Environmental Partnership.
We just want to be real clear that, you know, all of the hunting, fishing, environmental conservation groups all stand united in protecting this interest.
For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Kara Thomas.